Thank you for talking to Barn FM following the Leeds Live local debate. One of the issues that was brought up was the 2014 Immigration Act requiring landlords to check the international status of students from abroad. What was your opinion on this act?
Well, you've got to remember when the act was put in or what the precedent was before it. With so many bogus universities being put in place and a lot of people going in for immigration purposes, just solely for immigration purposes, there needs to be a way of stopping that. One of the ways to do that is obviously to shut them down, but adding another checking mechanism in. I think it's a bit of a temporary measure at the moment, and I know landlords aren't happy about that, but in the meantime, while you solve the problem of the immigration in the first place, or sort of, should I say, illegal immigration, or then actually what we need to do is find a way to do it. And a landlord has a personal contact with the person who's going into their house, so asking them to check some identification and flag it up is all we're asking them to do, and I think that would be really important, as I said, while we look at immigration in the whole.
So do you agree with David Cameron's stance on continuing to decrease immigration? Because at the moment, that doesn't seem the direction it's going.
Well, you've got to remember with immigration, what you're trying to achieve, there are different types of immigration, i.e. student immigration. We want to come in, we want people to come and study here. We have fantastic universities, we have world-leading universities, and that's really important to make sure they're supported. You've then got asylum seekers. We want to make sure that if you are destitute or a political asylum, then of course I'm political, I want a country to take me in. The problem is in the middle ground is what kind of immigration policy do we want? Now, unfortunately with the EU we have no control over our immigration policy with regards to the EU, but outside we have actually made a difference in immigration coming down from the rest of the world, and that's where we need to get the nuances. So I don't like the immigration debate when it's split down into do you like immigration or not. It's actually much more nuanced than that, and that nuance is where we need to look.
Okay. And considering the previous perceived NHS crisis, do you think the Conservatives need to be doing more at the moment to show that they're working towards correcting that crisis or bettering services that the public get?
Someone needs to say what is going on with our healthcare and how are we going to actually fund it. Now, the Conservatives have made a big difference in doing that by saying, well, the best people to make the judgment about it are the doctors, and that's why the power goes to the CCGs, the Clinical Commissioning Groups.
Thank you. And finally, you were a governor at a primary school, a local primary school.
Yes, absolutely.
Is education something you're interested in sort of pursuing? Is a passion of yours that you'd like to locally grow?
Yeah, so the three things that I'm interested in particularly are, first of all, the way in which politicians speak to the public. If I was to speak to my patients the way some politicians speak to the public, you'd never trust me, and that needs to change. So you need to say why you think what you think and the reasoning behind it. My second point is the NHS. Clearly, having been a doctor and a medical student, I've worked all the time in the NHS, plus having 8 operations myself and a trip to ITU as a patient.
Wow.
I've had the experience there to know what goes on, and I do the work for the clinical commissioning groups as well. And finally, education is one of my bigger areas that I'm interested in. Having been a school governor, I lectured at the university as well as an anatomy demonstrator at the University of Birmingham, so spent a year in higher education as the faculty. It's something that I'm deeply passionate about, and it's the way you move social mobility on. So those are the three things that I would take on. So a short answer, yes.
Okay. Dr. Luke Evans, thank you very much.